Victoria has a new Commissioner for Aboriginal Children and Young People, and he says the state is changing the course of the Indigenous community with its combined efforts on dealing with children in care and a treaty with the state's Indigenous people. Justin Muhammad will take up the position next month, well-credentialed as a former head of the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation and a former Chief Executive of Reconciliation Australia. Victoria is the only state to have a Commissioner for Aboriginal Children and Young People, and the state has been grappling with what was a 60% increase in the number of children entering care between 2013 and 2015. I spoke to Justin Muhammad earlier.
There has been a major change. When an Aboriginal child is in the system and is in out-of-home care, if those children are with non-Aboriginal organisations, there's been a directive that these children will now move over to Aboriginal organisations. Now, they'll take time as Aboriginal organisations across the state have the capacity to do this. To see those figures drop of the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children that are in the mainstream system or with mainstream organisations has been seen by the Commission and by the government as a positive move to give the child the best chance they have in their development years.
Okay. Now, what needs to happen to make that work, though? I mean, capacity in communities among Indigenous families and groups, is that there yet or is that part of the work to be done?
The working relationships on the ground with the organisations that have been dealing with this for a number of years with the Aboriginal community and the Aboriginal organisations is going to be paramount. That relationship and network has to be at its strongest. And there'll be some teething problems and there'll be some leading time which we needed for that. But I think where we sit now is that we know that this has to be done in a timely manner.
And this is happening in the context of the Victorian government also setting up a process towards treaty with the state's Aboriginal people. How does that fit with that really sort of on-the-ground work around children? How do those two pieces go together?
Look, this is all about the empowerment. A lot of things have been stripped away over centuries here in Australia, but in Victoria, with Aboriginal families and communities. Culture has been, a lot of times, hasn't been embraced by the broader community, so that hasn't had a high importance when you're looking at planning and what needs to happen in a young person's life. Treaty brings this to the table in a far broader sense, but very much connected to the self-worth, the value of what an Aboriginal person brings to their classroom or to their broader community. And empowering and giving the empowerment and self-determination back into families and communities, Aboriginal families and communities of Victoria, is a very important part of the process, which has been left out of this whole out-of-home care for too long. In the more recent years, people have worked very hard to get that back into place.
And so in terms of your immediate job, in terms of the numbers, should there be targets for reducing the numbers of Aboriginal children in out-of-home care and in detention? Is that something that would help?
I'd like to have a look at what the capacity we have instead of just setting a target and thinking, well, this is the target and we'll just pluck a figure out which we think would be good. I want to see what capacity we have. So if we do set a target, that we also build the capacity of both government, community, and obviously the Aboriginal community to be able to achieve that.
And Victoria is the only state to have a commissioner specifically for Aboriginal children and young people.
Yes.
Should other states and territories follow suit?
Look, I think so. And part of the reason why I've come back to Victoria, coming back to pick up this, to do this role, is in my recent years in Canberra and working across more of a national level, I've seen the state of Victoria be very proactive and taking some very bold steps in doing a number of things, and treaties one of them. So Victoria is leading in a number of these areas of, you know, getting this right. And hopefully that will inspire other states and territories to take similar steps as they deal with similar issues.
Justin Muhammad, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Justin Muhammad is Victoria's new Commissioner for Aboriginal Children and Young People.